نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify, O believer, that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslim, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you all. I'd like to welcome all of you for continuation of our series concerning tafsir of Al-Quran for the last juz. Today, inshallah, we have a new surah called Surah Al-Sharh. Surah Al-Sharh is surah number 95. And Surah Al-Sharh is a matching surah which has been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before his migration to Al-Madinah. The surah consists of 8 verses. The subject of the surah is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The subject of the surah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counting and mentioning his favor upon his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what he had gave him. The surah starts with, inshallah, we're going to be reciting the surah first. After this, we go translation word to word. After this, a general translation, and after this, we're going to go to the tafsir. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. سورة الشرح. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ألم نشرح لك صدرك ألم is for استفهام. Did we have we not نشرح expand open ease لك for you صدرك صدر means chest the calf in the end pronoun means your chest your breast second verse ووضعنا عنك وزرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك و and وضعنا put down removed عنك from you وزرك your burden your sin your fault الذي أنقض ظهرك الذي أنقض ظهرك الذي which أنقض weight down ظهرك ظهر means back ظهرك your back verse number 4 ورفعنا لك ذكرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك و means an رفعنا lift up raise raise high لك for you ذكرك ذكر remembering ذكرك your mention a general translation to these verses Have we not opened for you? Have we not opened your breast for you, O Muhammad? And we removed from you your burden, which weighted down your back. And have we not raised high your fame? The explanation, the tafsir. Here, as I stated before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning some of the favors which he had bestowed in his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how he had honored him in this dunya as well as the hereafter. But of course, that the honor had been done for him here before the hereafter, but he have both of them. Although that the first verse, it seemed to be a question, did we? But it is a confirmation and affirmation that indeed we had did such. We expand your chest, your bosom. We made it easy upon you, Muhammad, to accept the prophethood and to be able to carry the burden of the da'wah and to deal with the obligation of spreading Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enlightened the chest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is expanding his bosom with al-Islam and the teaching of al-Islam, with the revelation of the Quran, to be able to meet with the angel Gabriel, to be able to hear and listen and to memorize and to understand the Quran. And this is a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This expansion is not a physical expansion, but it is a spiritual way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam capable to deal with this da'wah, which is a heavy burden, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Muzzammil, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. Indeed, O Muhammad, we shall reveal to you a heavy weight, a heavy burden, a serious statement, قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. If this is only the revelation, can you imagine how to carry the da'wah itself, only to receive the revelation? It was a big job. So can you imagine to carry the da'wah itself and to be patient with the annoyment of the people? People denying him, calling him names, telling him that he's a liar, he's a magician. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was so patient and he was so kind, and even he was making dua for them, although they've been disturbing him, throwing rocks in him, doing all kind of things to him. But Allah had eased his chest, opened his heart, made him to be able to deal with the da'wah. Allah had expanded his chest to such a degree Did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling us وجعلت قرة عيني في الصلاة. Indeed, the coolness of my eyes is been made in the prayer. He used to love standing on prayer for long hours. And this shows you how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it easy on him by expanding and opening his heart and his chest for this da'wah, to be able to deal with it and to carry it out, to set himself as example for the people and his community, and to be patient with the kuffar, and to accommodate the Muslims, the poor and the needy among them, and to deal with their problems. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his peace and blessing on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed the burden of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed and put down the sin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by forgiving it for him. This burden which was bothering him before al-Islam and during al-Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had enlightened the burden which was cracking the back of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't have to worry about what he did before, of what kind of mistakes he may commit in al-Islam, or shortcoming he may fall into it, or making a decision before waiting on the revelation. Any shortcoming, any mistakes, anything, not for him to be worried about it. If this is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's the beloved of Allah, his shortcoming and his sins was bothering him so much, to put too much burden in his back, can you imagine about me and you? And if the back is hurting, can you imagine? Because this is the backbone, this is the most strong part of your body. So if your back is aching, can you imagine the burden on the brain, the burden on the hand? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his mercy, he had removed this burden from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not to be worried about it. So Allah had forgave him and pardoned him. To such a degree that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stand in prayer at night and cry, and stand in prayer until his feet swollen. And Aisha to ask him, O Prophet of Allah, why are you doing all this? And Allah already had forgiven for you all your sins, past and the future. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answering by saying, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shouldn't I be a grateful slave servant of Allah? If Allah been so kind and so good to me that he forgave my sins, my shortcoming, my faults, I'm not supposed to be lazy, I'm not supposed to be sleepy, I'm not supposed to be dragging my feet. I should show my appreciation for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me by forgiving me and pardoning me. Bismillah. Somebody may ask, did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has sinned? Yes, of course. He's a human being, he's not an angel. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, كل ابن آدم خطاء كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. All sons of Adam are sinners, and the best among the sinners those who repent to Allah. And as we understand, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is son of Adam. Somebody, he may say, but we saw that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ma'soom. Yes, he is ma'soom, that he is infallible in things which are related to the da'wah, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never deceived. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never lied. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never going to do something which will be a bad example for his community. But he's still a human being. He will make mistakes. He will commit a sin. He will have a shortcoming. He may be rushed for a decision before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the indication that this is the right way to go about it. All these things is part of the fault of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a prophet. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already removed it. The problem is not committing the sin. The problem is to be forgiven from the sin, because everybody is exposed to do some kind of a sin, a major or a minor. There is nothing called a human being which is sinless. But the good thing about it, to know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is been forgiven and been given already the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless whatever had happened from him or may happen from him. And we could not be witness to anybody except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that his sin is already been forgiven. If the sin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were liberally can be mentioned, something so small and minor caused him to be so disturbed and to be a great burden on him to such a degree that give him a back pain. Can you imagine about our sins, which is more than our good deeds that we do it by day and night? And even some of us, they are not paying attention, is not disturbing them, and some of us maybe did not even think about it, and we continue walking with no any ill feeling or bad feelings, or thinking, oh, I did such a thing bad today, or at least to think about it, seeking Allah's forgiveness. We beg Allah to forgive us all. Ameen. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning the fourth favor upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is what? وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had elevated the mention of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his history, his name, his seerah, everybody is talking about it. Look, brothers and sisters, how many millions of Muslims, their name is Muhammad, been named after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You could not find this with any other name. Dawood, Isa, Sulaiman, Yahya, you found all these names. But no way you can find any prophet that people be named after him as much as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had lifted up and raised up the name and the fame of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the kuffar, they heard about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Regardless of the belief in him, we called the adhan 5 times a day, and in every adhan the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is been mentioned. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And look how many masjid in America, in Egypt, in Saudi, in Yemen, in Sudan, in everywhere, in China, name it. Even if there is a mosque on the moon, you will hear somebody say there saying, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So how many million and billion of Muslims multiplied by 5 times a day, adhan? You can imagine how many times every day the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam been mentioned. Look, we make 5 time prayers, we make 2 tashahud in every salah, and you say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah at least 2 times every day, every salah. That means 10 times multiplied by how many Muslims, billions of Muslims, every day making 5 times a day prayer, and every prayer they say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Can you imagine? Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fulfilled his promise by telling his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed we have raised and lift up your name and your fame, all these Muslims every day mentioning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In addition to this, you found every Muslim remembering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly or indirectly, because whenever you make salah, you have to make it according the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you make Hajj, you have to make it according the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you fast, when you do anything, you have to do it according the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can imagine, directly or indirectly, the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been lift high to be remembered and to be mentioned at all places. Amazing, even in kuffar school and even by kuffar, you found some people teaching Islamic history, Islamic study courses. In the kuffar school, you will find people teaching about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in verse number 5, which is directed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before anybody else. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ means surely. إِنَّ means for sure. مَعَ with. Al-usri, the hardship. Yusra, ease. relief. Inna, again the next verse number 6, again it's saying another time, say fa inna, then for sure, ma'a, with al-usri, the hardship, yusra, relief, a relief. So what this means in general translation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying verily alone with every hardship is relief. Verily along with every hardship, relief. Tafsir, there is a statement by Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, saying that if the usr is Iraq and the yusr follow it, it will go through it until it make it easy. That means with any hardship, with any kind of difficulty, is going to be a relief and release and an ease. There's something that we have to believe in it, because this is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the Muslim, to understand that after every difficulty is going to be a release and relief and ease. So don't be impatient, don't be scared, calm down, have trust in Allah, and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never will leave his people alone. We may be tested, we may go through hardship, but it's not going to be forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the conditions. Same thing, after darkness it comes a day, it comes a morning and sunrise, and you will see a day after darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed this to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the hardship of Mecca, the hardship, the difficulty of Al-Ta'if, and even his feet was bleeding. All these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about the migration, and brought about Medina, and Allah brought about Fath Mecca, the conquest of Mecca, the grand opening. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it only a physical way, but also a spiritual way. He made the fasting, but if a person is traveling or a person is sick, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a way that a person can break his fast, and that he will make it for other days if he's sick or traveling and could not fast. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, pray standing up, but if you could not, so sit down and pray. If you could not pray sitting down, pray in your side, even laying down in your back. Subhanallah. So how easy is that religion, and how relief Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring after hardship and difficulty. But the people have to understand and to believe and to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never ever to yusr, to difficulty can be greater, and never ever one hardship can be greater than two ease, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. So the first and the second is the same, usra and usr, the difficulty, the hardship, but the yusra is two different. So Allah made for every difficulty two ease, inshaAllah, by the will of Allah. And as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, لن يغلب عسر يسرين, one difficulty could not be greater than two ease and two relief. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making things easy and bring about after difficulty ease, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a way for the believers out of all difficulties. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فانصب. Again, فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب وإلى ربك فارغب. فإذا, then, إذا, when, فرغت, فرغ, verb, finish, فرغت, when you finish, فانصب, then, step up, stand up, again, for Allah's worship. وَإِلَى, and for or to, رَبِّكَ, رَبْ, Lord, رَبِّكَ, your Lord, فَرْغَبْ, turn. Translation: so when you have finished your occupation, devote yourself for Allah's worship, and to your Lord alone turn all your intentions and hopes. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. The tafsir: when you finish from a form of ibadah, get up for another ibadah. When you finish your salah, go to your sunnah, or if you finish your salah, go to your dhikr. When you finish your dhikr, make your sunnah. When you finish Ramadan, make the 6 days of Shawwal. When you finish Hajj, make Umrah and another Hajj and another Umrah. When you finish doing your obligation, go for Da'wah and teach people. After you learn and study and practice, teach others. So never stop. Never stop. Keep going. Keep going. After you give your zakat, give sadaqah and charity. You see? So always there's something for the Muslim to do. 24/7 your schedule as a Muslim. A Muslim is 24 hours round the clock. The clock will stop, but you shouldn't stop. Why? because you are a Muslim. What does it mean that you are a Muslim? فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. You finish one task, you go to the next. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. Why? Because you have a mission. A Muslim is a person of a mission, and his mission will stop when? When you die. You see? Only? Only when you die. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord and continue worshiping Allah until certainty comes to you, until this approach you. Now will be a stop for you. You could not fast anymore, you could not pray anymore, you could not give zakah anymore, you could not help anymore. Now this is your stop. But as long you still breathing, start giving da'wah, start, keep doing something. Never ever stop your good deed. But while you continue doing this, keep always in mind that whatever that you're doing is for the pleasure of your Lord. Raghba in Allah, hope in Allah, hoping that He give you the Jannah, hoping that He keep you away from hellfire, hoping that He will forgive your sins, hoping that He will accept your good deed. Always returning to Allah. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Our hope, our aim is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also seeking help in Allah to enable you to fast, to enable you to be patient, to enable you with the disturbance of the internet and the website and people backbiting, slander, emailing, doing all kind of crazy things. You have to seek help in Allah. Da'wah is not people going to give you flowers. It's not people going to give you a cake. Sometimes some people give you cake and send you sweets through Detroit. May Allah bless them. But not everybody going to be doing this for you. While somebody sending you some cake, somebody else is annoying you, disturbing you. So, seek help in Allah. Have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This da'wah need patience, need struggling, need a person to be strong. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave this surah to his prophet, telling him about expanding his chest to carry this da'wah, removing his sin and his burden, and raising his fame in the hereafter also, which is the shafa'ah, the intercession going to be only for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-shafa'atul uzma. And indeed Allah made ease after hardship and difficulty. After the Muslim used to be hiding in Dar al-Arqam, Ibn Abi al-Arqam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them the victorious, made them even after running away from Mecca, coming back and take over Mecca. So it's continuing your ibadah, carrying your form of your worship, and continuing worshiping Allah, and continuing have hope and always aiming Allah, nobody else. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. إن شاء الله if anybody have any question related to the surah you may present it now. Thank you for listening. جزاكم الله خيرا.